Belt Money and Habits.
It's make sure time for Black Belt Money and Habits, iTunes, where we share with you about personal finance and daily habits. If join you find value in this show, we feature financial experts, self-made entrepreneurs, and successful influencers and family. And now, here are your hosts, Raymond Tan of Black Belt Millionaire and the man behind World Habits, Dion Uy.
Hi, welcome to Black Belt Money and Habits podcast. Welcome to our show, and today we have our co-host Raymond, my friend, and also my partner in this podcast. So Raymond, how are you today?
I'm good, Dion, and thanks for having another session for our podcast again. Yeah. And what will we be talking about today, Dion?
Yeah, today is going to be a topic that I believe the listeners will be getting a lot of value from you. And I'll just, add on with some of the areas that, you know, that we discuss on today. And today we'll be focusing on your area of expertise, spending habits.
Spending habits. Yeah, I think this is something that always excites me all about. And recently, you know, just to share about this, recently I did receive a call coming from Crowdfund Talks. And one thing that I had these talks with her, and she mentioned that, you know, what topic do you want to talk about if we have like a potential program, you know, to have like those financial bloggers to actually come up to have like a talk, what topics which topic interests you? And I told her that, you know, the topic that actually interests me is like how to pay your debts or talk about spending. I think that this is something that I like to talk about because I think that spending habits is something that we do have in our daily life.
And in fact, not only that, I believe, in fact, everyone spend, right? Either they spend their time or they spend money, it's also spending. And it's a habit when you spend, right? It depends on whether it's what our habits are there when it comes to spending. So Raymond, would you like to share with our listeners out there what types of spending habits are there for us to learn from?
Okay, we can actually break down to two. We can talk about the good spending habits and also the bad spending habits.
So interesting.
What are the good spending habits that I can share with you is all about your daily spending habits on your money, where you have like certain type of allocation. Like example, you know how much your monthly salary is. And how do you want to break down this amount from paying to your monthly commitment that you have? And also, how much do you allocate for like your daily meal, and how much do you allocate for the miscellaneous amount of spending? So it really depends on how do you break it down to. And of course, there are bad spending habits where you actually... Some people, you know, they just buy whatever that they want, and it can be from like things that they don't need.
Yeah, and in fact, it's not easy, you know, to be disciplined in terms of spending. So you mentioned just now on the planning side, right? In fact, for those people like yourself, you know, you are experienced in doing that, and you already are having the discipline to do it. So let's just say someone who is starting, you know, just starting, like, okay, I want to change my spending habits. You know, I used to have bad spending habits. So how do you recommend to them to start?
It actually depends on how your daily meal is. We talk about our daily meal first, because I think that that's something that we do spend the most money out, unless if you don't spend on your daily meal and you pack your food, you eat in at home every day. But if you are the type of person where you're working and you eat out for your breakfast, for your lunch, for your dinner, how can you save money from there? I think number one, it's all about budget allocation. So it can be like 30 ringgit for my whole day meal. That's what I personally do for myself. I think that I allocate like 30 ringgit for my like daily meal, and usually I'll skip my breakfast because I'll be having my own breakfast at home. So definitely I do save a bit of money from there. So that is the part where I know that I have to spend every day. Then it comes to like other type of spending where I do have like parking fee that I have to spend on. So I do know like how much I can allocate for that particular day itself. So my point back is, I have minimum allocation that I do allocate every day, and I try not to overspend on that amount.
Okay, that's just for discussion's sake, yeah, Raymond. Let's just say that the person now has the habit of spending more than he earns. For example, let's say I'm earning about 1,000 ringgit a month, example, but my spending now, you know, additional 200. So I'm spending 1,200 a month, and I'm using my credit card to spend extra. And every time the credit card statement comes, I only pay minimum. So how does this person, how can this person start in terms of, you know, having good or converting himself, transforming himself to be a better spender?
I think number one, it goes back to they have to pay their debt first. That's very important. Because, you know, there are some people where, you know, they totally ignore like the amount of debt that they have, and they will always focus on the statement where that upper part or the bottom part, I don't remember where it is, where they put the minimum amount.
Right.
So I think that point itself, they have to don't look at that part and look at what is the total amount. That's very important. And okay. I think that spending habits can also be improved when you look at how much can you save per day. So it's really not about being cheap, but being frugal. And I think that being frugal is not about just, you know, going out with friends and just try to like avoid paying those bills. But being frugal is like how to eat and make sure that you're full and you get the value for the meal that you pay for.
Yeah, I agree with you. Definitely, you know, the debt, you have to really look into the debts first, right? I mean, clear all. And well, I believe we also have this kind of experience before when we were younger, right? So that's why we are doing this podcast to help listeners out there to learn on spending. And the one that's killing most of people with the credit cards, when you do not know how to use, in fact, when you know how to use credit card, it's going to be, I would say, helping you a lot. It will benefit you more than hurting you. Yeah. So when it comes to spending habits, yeah, I do agree. You know, we need to budget. You know, budget is key. Right. Now, so what kind of spending habits are considered good spending habits?
I would say that a good planning spending, that would be a good one. Like I said, you know, for us, if we do have like a good planning from beginning, we already know like where does our money goes.
Yeah.
And if you don't have like these habits where you know where your money goes, start installing or start downloading some apps where you can actually monitor your spending. And I personally do use like a mobile app where I do track my spending. So sometimes, you know, after I order my food or my drinks, if you go out with me, you see like I'll be taking out my phones, typing the expenses. That's how I keep track. And I don't find that, you know, some people think that, you know, that's being over. I don't think so. I think that it's a good habit to actually keep track of your spending.
Yep.
And, you know, like I mentioned earlier on, keeping track of spending and being frugal is not about being cheap.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's about we spending the money right. But does that mean that I don't enjoy life? I don't think so. I think that I do buy things whenever I feel like buying things. But buying things at the value that I feel is worth to buy.
Yes, agree. So from your sharing, Raymond, it triggered me two points. The first point that I wanted to share is that what you triggered just now about planning and using the app. My auntie, you know, when I was younger, she told me that, Dion, you need to learn how to keep track and monitor your spending. You know, if you do not know how much you spend, you won't be able to save, or you won't be able to know where your money goes to. So first thing is to keep track. Either nowadays with the apps that we use, you know, or you just buy a simple notebook and start tracking, then you know where your money goes to. And the second point that triggered me from your sharing just now, right? When it comes to spending, I would say good, valuable things for ourselves would be, you know, the other day when I was doing a training session in another state, one of the participants, a lady, while we were sharing some stories, right? And during break time, and then she shared with me that last year she invested in herself around 5,000 ringgit. I said, wow, what do you do? You know, she mentioned to me that she attended training, she attended seminars, she even bought some online learning courses, you know, to improve herself or personal development. So I believe when I heard that, it's like, wow, that's in fact a good way to spend your money. Would you agree with that, Raymond?
I agree on that. I think that spending money on this particular part is really a good investment. Mm-hmm. And I did wrote an article. I think it's my third article that I wrote in my blog. I talk about invest in yourself is the best investment with the greatest return. You can actually check out that article in my blog where I did talk about what type of investment that you can actually invest in. So it can be from reading, seminars, martial arts. I think that's something that I do put on as well.
Yeah. So for those listeners out there who have not been to Raymond's blog, it's blackbeltmillionaire.com. So do go and visit his website or blog site, and I do believe that we can learn a lot of good articles from his sharing and also his experience. Yeah, please visit his blog site.
Yeah, but talking about spending habits, I'm just curious, do you keep track of your spending as well, or you don't?
Well, for me, now I don't really spend a lot. Yeah, but then again, I have a book. I'm pretty much an old school guy. I have, I would say, a three column, or it's like, I can show it to you, you know, but the listeners won't be able to see it. Yeah. So I have this book with me. Every month, I'm writing it down, my expenses, you know, that I need to spend and what are the things I need to do in terms of spending. So, you know, it gives me the idea on where my money should go to. And nowadays, I don't pay minimum for my credit card. I pay in full. I make sure that I have the money before I spend it. Yeah, and I do have a few credit cards because according to my accountant, he told me that, Dion, in fact, you are paying SSD or, you know, some money to pay the bank for your credit card. But the thing is, credit card, if you know how to use it, right, it's a good source of, facility from the bank. So just imagine, let's say my card example, right, just for discussion sake, yeah, you have 40,000 credit limit. And, you know, and if you use it right and you know when it's a statement date, you have 20 days that, you know, after the statement date, grace period before you pay in full, right? So if you know how to use that money, right, you have additional facility from the bank that you might use it to fund your business or to fund certain areas of your business that you need, that kind of money during that time. Well, to me, yeah, I do keep track, and I tried using some apps, but I couldn't because I don't have the discipline to really take it out like you and type it, you know, after the meal. So I'm more of a big picture person. So I write down all the major spendings or the money that I need to budget for that month.
Yeah, and I just saw your book. It actually reminds me of, like, you know, my dad used to comment about my uncle, where they are like, oh, this guy is so frugal. He writes all his expenses down in the book. And even a 10 ringgit Ribena, where he bought Ribena and he still note down that in his notebook. And, you know, we used to laugh about it, but I don't realize that, you know, now I'm actually the modern version where I do actually keep track of my expenses, like from 1 ringgit. I keep track, to be honest, and I don't find to be, you know, something wrong with it, because that's how I really know, like, how much money I spend on that particular day or how much money that I receive on that particular day.
Right. Yeah. It's true. That's why we have to be careful of not judging other people. You know, it might happen to you.
Yeah. And just talking about the credit card things, you know, this is a bit out of topic, but you know, recently I did apply for a credit card, but it's purely like a debit card. Mm. It's called BigPay. It's actually a payment app, but how they actually made it is they make it into a credit card form where you actually can put some money in it. So for me, I did try to, like, use it, and the benefit of it is actually to have like it's linked back to your Bitcoins.
Like,
and you know, Bitcoins is under yes. So the card is actually called BitPay. And what I do is like I'll be putting like 500 ringgit or few hundred ringgit in that particular card, and whenever I spend it, I'll spend it on petrol, I'll spend it on like just my daily expenses.
I see, good.
And recently I spend lesser cash because with that BitPay itself, I just pay with everything.
Right.
And I'm able to collect the Bitcoin, so it's actually a good thing.
Yeah, like you said, right? I mean, if you know how to use the card, you know, when you talk about credit card, say for example, MBank has got this CAS card. If you go to petrol station, you know, every month I get rebates from there. So it, truly, you know, if you know which card is good for you, and go for it, and of course don't overspend. So coming to the spending part, right, Raymond? Yeah, the listeners now, they have some idea what in terms of good spending, what is all about, right? How about bad spending? You know, what are the things that we should avoid spending on?
I think that bad spending can be like excessive spending on certain things. You know, example, I think overeating itself is a bad spending.
Yeah.
Overeating, because you know, it can be like you're already full from your meal and you just want to eat something extra just because you crave for it. I think that that's a bad spending habit. Can be like buying excessive clothes when you already have like 10 that you haven't wear. It can be anything, you know, because some people, you know, they do have like some addiction when it comes to like spending. Well, they'll be scrolling like all the online app, like, you know, Lazada, things like this all, and they'll be like just search for like things to buy. So I know people that have like this type of habits, and I think that that's a bad habit. And another one more bad habits that I want to mention is about bad credit card habits, where, you know, they don't have cash to spend, but they use their credit card to, you know, just to spend extra on that meal that they want to eat. You know, it's a bad habit, in my opinion.
So they're spending future money that they don't have.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's dangerous. Yeah. More so when you don't pay in full, they will charge you interest upon interest upon interest. Right. So I'm sure, you know, having said but what you have shared just now, Raymond, I believe we are all humans. We are not that perfect, right? So do you have any bad spending habits that you experience, or, you know, would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think that from my side, I used to have like bad spending habits. You know, when I was a bit younger, I'll be spending like my future money to like eat that meal that I feel like eating, or like, you know, going to like for happy hour and just swipe my credit card and just think like, you know, pay later, or buying something online and think like paying later.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Having said that, right, any other bad spending habits that you can think of?
I think that when that was my past, but now, you know, sometimes it comes to like me, because now it's competition season.
Yeah.
So competition season, so in order for me to feel pumped to it, I'll be buying like the, you know, the rash guard, things like this all, and instead of buying one, I'll be buying like two. And for me, like, I might need it, I might not need it. But to be honest, I don't really need it, but I just buy it for the sake of buying. I think that that's a bad spending habits. And of course, like you mentioned, we are humans, so we are not perfect. But I think that when I buy it, it's not about me using my credit cards to like pay for future money. I buy something that I can afford to, and something that I'm able to pay off immediately, even I use my credit card.
Okay. Right. Now, the thing is, a lot of people, they are spending without awareness, especially nowadays with technology is making it so easy for them. And, you know, things like you mentioned Lazada, Shopee, all the Shopee website, AliExpress, you know, Taobao and all that. It makes it so it's easy for them. You just register your credit card and you just click, 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 and that's it. And then there goes your credit card debts will be snowballing.
I agree. Yeah. And the funniest thing, you know, last time, you know, I do have like 20 books in my shelf that I still yet to read. And that is also coming from my bad spending habits as well. Especially when I buy books, you know, one time I do buy like 5 books, 7 books at one time. And I think that, you know, sometimes I can just buy one at a time or like two at a time, but instead I buy like five and it's on my shelf. I don't think that it's a good spending habits, but it's a long-term investment.
Of course, it's a long-term investment. As long as you can use it to your advantage and you know, use it to get your returns on investment.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, Raymond, thank you very much for sharing all your experience. And do you have any advice to share with our audiences in terms of spending habits?
I think that spending habits is very important, that you have to know what you spend on. And, you know, recently I did try, because I think that I'm more like a traditional, half traditional and half modern ways of like managing my money. And recently I noticed that when it comes to credit card, I think that my spending is very straightforward. I use my credit card whenever I need for a transaction that I can't pay with cash. But recently I did try to like, you know, convert myself to like, how can I collect points with my credit card? Like, how can I use my credit card to my advantage? Or like, you know, recently I discovered this app where I can actually get like certain type of cash rebates. I'm still very new to this app, although this app has been there for a while already. But I try and I Faith. And I find it to be quite okay in a way, because I do get like some rebates here and there.
Right.
Like, you know, today I went for like Yao Yao and I did get like, you know, 3 ringgit discount from Faith.
Yeah.
And you know, my favorite hangout place, Frank Lauren.
Yeah,
I bought their coffee for like 8 ringgit instead of their normal price of 12 ringgit. You know, like this where we are able to like save certain amount of money. Why not?
Yeah, why not? It's good. It's a good app. In fact, my wife is using the app, and yeah, she is more, I would say, careful when it comes to money compared to me. I'm more of a big picture person, and when it comes to money, she's more of a detailed person.
Good
advice.
Yeah. Just talking about Faith, you know, how do I actually hack my spending is Faith in Faith is, I actually use Faith and I link it to my BigPay. And my BigPay is all purely cash that I put in to my BigPay app. So what I do is like I spend in Faith, I'm able to collect some big points, and at the same time, I'm able to collect another points from
double app points. As well.
Yeah.
Double whammer.
And I'm able to get some cash rebate here and there. So it's really a good thing.
Okay, good. So the next time I meet you, you have to share with me how you do it so that I can do it immediately.
Yeah, I'll send you the link on BigPay app. You can actually go and look at it as well.
All right, great, great. Thank you very much, Raymond. Thank you for your time. And to our listeners out there, this will be the topics on that we are sharing today on spending habits. And if you have any questions, do let us know. Yeah, then we will be glad to share more with you. Yeah. So thank you very much. And Raymond, have a nice day.
And thank you, Dion, for your time.
Yeah, welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thank you for joining us this week on Black Belt Money and Habits. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Spotify so you never miss any episode. If you find value in this show, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes. And feel free to share it with your friends and family.